In this episode, I head towards St. Pete for the boat show.
Where'd he go? Bradford, are you here?
To host our Patreon party.
Yeah, let's plan to do this right at rush hour.
And hopefully to haul the boat out. Maybe.
I've been looking at the chart, and it was concerning me. There are parts of the channel coming in that are 4 feet at optimal tide.
You know the drill. Say it with me. What could possibly go wrong? How Not to Sail, sponsored by our awesome Patreon patrons and Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today? At latsats.com.
Well, off we go to the boat show.
I have no idea if I've gotten everything I need, but it is what it is.
You may remember last episode we went cruising with the Admiral.
You got stuff to say?
Maybe we're sailing. Something's bound to go wrong.
But still needed to haul out the boat to replace the through hulls.
Yes, hi. I was just calling about a haul out.
So I'm headed back to St. Pete for another whirlwind visit. Besides hauling out, I'm hoping that our sponsor, Captain Bob Bitchin of Latitudes and Attitudes, will let me pimp out the podcast at the Cruisers Party. I'm also going to be hosting, if you can use the term loosely, the very first How Not to Sail Patrons Party. And our friend Captain Boomies is going to be there, and besides finally saying howdy in person, I'm hopeful that her husband Christian can have a look at the boat and check my sanity. That's probably asking too much.
9:20 a.m. and we're off. I was aiming for 7, but not very hard.
The drive south started about as per normal.
If I played my cards right, I could hit both rush hours, Atlanta and Tampa.
But traffic was actually pretty decent. I got into Gulfport about dinner time and did something I rarely do.
At the risk of jinxing my usual ritual, I'm going to stop here at Tiki before I go to the marina because they have good food and my buddy Peter's playing tonight.
As it turns out, Peter's actually just sitting in on percussion for open mic night, which is kind of a crapshoot.
What's up?
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing tonight, Bradford.
So how is this different?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm expecting to hear more of Peter's music tomorrow at the patron party. At any rate, a reef donkey ale or two was enjoyed along with some great fish tacos, and then to the boat.
All right, I'm aboard JC Sails. She's still afloat. And despite the fact it's like 60 degrees, I'm still sweating after just barely moving a few items aboard.
Which leads me to an important observation.
I guess it's time for
How Not to Sail 101. It's humid near the ocean.
I think I'm going to need a beer. And to move about as little as possible for a few minutes.
Mission accomplished. It's always better to be humid with a cold beer than without. Perhaps the most important item on my agenda this trip is one of the smallest gatherings, the How Not to Sail Patrons Party. Thanks to Captain Boomies and Christian, Sandra and Jimmy, Mike, Mark, Christine, and Peter Suarez for making it a super fun time. In fact, it was so much fun, I barely managed to record any audio or get a reasonable picture. But perhaps that's for the best.
You know what request I got?
What's that? What is it?
The pants video?
The Prisoner's Lament.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that might be.
Okay, let's see if I can do it. I have been working it a little bit.
Yes, but did he ever remember the lyrics?
Don't worry, I'm not going to play The Prisoner's Lament again, but you can always have a listen by going to the show notes. I think it's fair to say that everyone had a large time, and I very much appreciate everybody for coming. It was apparently so much fun, even all the emergency vehicles in the neighborhood had to get in on the action.
So if you will give me but one chance, I'll surely convince you that we should be in each other's arms.
Yeah, let's plan to do this right at rush hour. Yeah. On the street at rush hour. Perfect.
I loved it anyway.
Perfect.
I'm gonna pull a couple of crimes
awesome. As well.
Singing about convicts and the cops are going.
Good on you. There you go. Perfect connection.
I think we might just have to do that again sometime.
Morning.
Hello.
We still got a spot?
The next morning, it's off to the St. Pete Power and Sail Show.
What are you recording?
Oh, I was going to ask, do you mind if I get me saying good morning to you for my podcast, How Not to Sail?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Other than entering the boat show twice because I left my stickers in the truck, getting in the show goes pretty smoothly.
There's not a map, is there?
No, they don't have paper maps this year.
Oh, okay.
Phone.
Oh, gotcha.
And I guess I should do some boat show kind of stuff.
This is where I walk along the dock and talk about boat prices.
And let me tell you, they got some prices.
So here's a Prestige 420 call for price.
That's probably a sign I can't afford any of these. But let me ask this fellow standing on the 70-footer here.
I'm wondering if for my podcast, How Not to Sail, without naming the broker or anything, would you be able to give a ballpark price on these two vessels?
I am not allowed to.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I would. I really would, but I'm not allowed to.
I'm guessing it's seven digits.
Sorry. Okay. It'd have to be around there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can just move along here. I'm not here to buy a boat. I have my own agenda. I say howdy to the fellas from my marina.
How goes it?
Good. Doing okay.
And Captain Jeff Inshaw.
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
Everything good?
Yeah, how
are
you doing?
Hell, we're having a blast.
Yeah.
As usual.
Before making my way over to the large tattooed fella who's the sponsor of this show, Captain Bob Bidgen.
Hey, Bob. Dude,
how you doing?
Good to see you. You mind if I record you saying Bradford hi?
No, I don't know.
Oh, then I did. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a goober. But I'm also a goober who could use some help promoting the podcast.
It's going to bring some books tomorrow for the giveaways.
Yes.
Is there any chance when those come up that I could have about 30 seconds to thank you and ask people to listen to the podcast?
You got it, said the captain. All right, so we get to plug the podcast at the cruiser's party. Another pretty awesome thing, I actually run into a few people who've heard the podcast.
Do you remember that How Not to Sail podcast where they were talking about that boat that came out of the fog and they were certain it was a container ship that was going to eat them?
I gotta admit, it sure makes the work worthwhile to hear somebody's listening.
That's him?
That's him.
Yeah.
This is him.
Now I'm totally fangirling because I didn't know you would be here. Very good. Enjoy your podcast.
Thank you.
But let's get out of this noisy environment before my head gets too big to go through the tent flap. So I've got the okay from Bob to plug the podcast, and I've met some great people. Now it's time to go back to the boat and do a little interview recording. And to have Mr. Christian look over my boat. Not Fletcher Christian, but Christian Captain Boomy's husband, the awesome engineer. Although you can't tell a whole lot about through hulls without seeing the inside of them, I just kind of want to know if he sees any signs of imminent failure or whether it looks like my diagnoses are somewhat correct. We start with the through hull to the head, which is easy to access just by pulling up the cabin sole forward.
You said those ones kind of loose?
This one is stuck on trickle.
Stuck on trickle. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've definitely lost the keyway there. Okay, so that's exactly what I thought was going on, is what's going on in there, which is unfortunate, but easy enough to replace.
So basically what I have is a bronze piece that comes through the hull, and then there's a 90-degree bronze piece that attaches to that, and then it goes through a bronze valve. And the ball in that valve, no matter which way I turn the handle that's supposed to control it, is stuck on trickle.
The two others in question are to port and starboard in those drawers.
All right.
I put the damp rig there just for your convenience.
Appreciate it.
After getting measurements on the air conditioner and macerator valves, we move back into the galley to have a look at the engine raw water intake.
Does this one just lift and go?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Wow, a timing chain. Look at you. That's wild. I hadn't seen one of these this old. This is great.
I'm going to take that as you have a classic and not bless your heart.
Oh, yep. Yeah. It feels very much the same. And this one looks like another half inch as well.
I've been wondering how Christian knows what the inner diameter of these Grocco valves is. Turns out there's a little secret hiding on the backside.
Oh. You see these stickers right here? So that number at 500, that's going to give you your clues. That's half inch. The 1 inches are 1,000. Inch and a half is 1500. But that'll always tell you. And then this is also typically cast into the actual side of it. So even if this falls off, you'll still know what's going on.
Gotcha.
One good, I love this brand for that reason.
Again, that's Grocco or Grocco. I'm not sure which. I don't get anything from them, but just so you don't have to rewind. More good news is the through hull itself doesn't seem to be rotating like I was afraid it was, and it looks like I can just replace the valves instead of replacing all the through hull assemblies, which, unlike the valves, go through the hull, which would take my planned workload to a whole nother level.
This is just on the threads.
Okay.
So you're good there.
Okay.
I think you're in good shape, man. I would say don't even worry about the Marlin. I mean, unless you just really want to do it, but it's gonna, you're gonna have to do a lot more work.
A lot more work. Let me file that under no. So, I'm gonna keep my haul out appointment so I can work safely instead of with the boat in the water. But I don't think I'm going to mess with replacing all the through hulls. I'm just gonna change the valves.
You'll know, like, when you go to take this apart, it's either going to come apart or it's going to crumble in your hands. And as long as it doesn't crumble, I wouldn't worry about it.
I almost have to wonder if Christian isn't having a go at my expense with that advice. But meanwhile, it's time to interview him and Captain Boomies, the results of which I suspect you may hear in the next episode.
I said, this machine, and left. I sold everything I owned and packed my entire life into two duffel bags and went to Florida.
I think that's a good band name, this machine.
Yeah. I agree.
If you saw Captain Boomy's interview on HowNotToSail.com, you can probably imagine how many great How Not to Sail stories these two have.
I take my champagne glass and I throw the rest of my champagne on my crotch and pee and run for the gangway, going, oh, oops, I spilled.
Heck, I just call that a Friday night. We'll hear more from these two kids next time. But meanwhile, I have to get to the cruisers party at the boat show so I can take Captain Bob Bitchin up on his offer to say a few words. I'll try not to screw it up.
Hey, how's it going?
Cold?
Y'all,
honey,
the boat show.
Okay.
Media.
Oh, okay.
Love how that media thing works.
We're into the garage, second level.
Awesome. Thank you
so
much.
So I'm back at the boat show on a cold and windy Saturday night to perform one of the most important functions of this whole trip. Whenever Latitudes and Attitudes is at the boat show, every Saturday night, they have a cruisers party after the show closes. Eric Stone plays some original trop rock, Lats and Ats provides free pizza and beer, and there's lots of giveaways. Some of which, tonight, are going to include a free copy of the book, How Not to Sail. And in return, Bob says I can preach the gospel for 30 seconds or so. I'm going to be on him like white on rice. I'm not worried at all that Bob would renege. I'm just worried that he has a lot on his plate. Christian volunteers to don the headphones and the recording bag and the fancy microphone. I linger around the perimeter of the party tent for one break, two breaks, three breaks.
Bob's coming up.
Now it's time for the prize giveaways.
Recording.
Come on, come on. And then...
How Not to Sail and Seven Seas Cruising Association shirt. The book, How Not to Sail. He helps me with my radio show every week. Actually, if any of you listen to Latitudes and Attitudes Radio on Pirate Radio, anybody out here, one or two of you, anyway? Yeah. This is the guy that opens the show. The guy that introduces me on my radio show, Bradford Rogers, and How Not to Sail. Where'd he go? Bradford, are you here?
Yeah!
Come on up. This man has a face for radio.
So I've just got
Two questions. Who has heard How Not to Sail? All right. Who has not heard How Not to Sail? Okay. I need all you people to listen because we're almost at 100,000 downloads, and y'all can make the difference. I promise you it doesn't suck too terribly bad, and I will have stickers if anybody wants to see me, and I'm going to get the hell off the stage.
And thank you for doing my opening. Okay, holder of ticket number 178.
So Bob was as good as promised, and then some. And one of the main pillars of my whole trip is complete. Which is good because, predictably, the remaining and arguably largest item on my punch list is not working out, as I relate in a call to Captain Boomies and Christian Sunday morning.
What happened?
So, the nice lady at the marina said that they had 6 and 7 foot draft vessels coming. And I've been looking at the chart, and it was concerning me because it's showing that there are parts of the channel coming in that are 4 feet at optimal tide.
And that's kind of concerning because I draw 5.08 feet. I was planning to sail all the way across the bay Sunday and anchor out in a very cold Tampa Bay so I could get in the inlet first thing Monday morning. I guess it's a good thing I checked.
And eventually they connected me to a nice captain who knows the channel very well. And he said, would you like me to help you in? I said, well, if it's even feasible at all. But after further discussion, he let me know that he was not entirely confident that even with his assistance, we could get in at the exact high tide tomorrow.
God, I'm sorry, man.
I think that leads me to a final lesson for this trip. Courtesy of Captain Boomies. How Not to Sail 101. Always, always follow up with the boatyard. They may mean well, but they don't always know a lot about sailboats. And sometimes they may not even have you on the books to haul out until you call back the second time. Not that that's ever happened to me. I guess I could choose to be upset that I've booked a non-refundable room across the bay that I don't need now. But I had a great boat show, an awesome meetup with the Patreon crew, and there's a lot worse places to work on a podcast. Come join me on Friday, February 25th for episode 32, where we talk to Christian and Captain Boomies in much more detail. Meanwhile, tell a friend they can find all things How Not to Sail at HowNotToSail.com. I won't be mad at that a bit. If you're better at math than me, you probably figured out we've finally reached escape velocity on a bi-weekly podcast, or twice monthly anyway. Like every 2 weeks, unless there's more than two in a month. Thanks, as always, to our awesome Patreon patrons. Shout out to new Sailing Master Francine this week. And to Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today at latsats.com. Thanks to Design Gnome and Bob Kagan from Canada for their nice 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Maxi Freeney for his patience and his editing and mixing prowess. You can find him at maxifreeney.com. Thanks to Cindy Dobbins at Above Water PR for the boat show hookup. Thanks to Captain Boomies and Christian for their awesome hospitality. Thanks to Christine Lozada for her drone excellence and awesome social media advice. Thanks to Peter Suarez for sharing the music. And thanks to you for listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes at HowNotToSail.com/31. Meanwhile, make sure that you're not stuck on trickle. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Whenever we woke up hungover the next morning, we'd just be laying on like the floor and he'd be like halfway on the toilet. And we'd just go, I apologize. We just keep hollering that call and response throughout the morning.
I apologize.